And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of February, 2007. It's the birthday of John Ford, born in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, 1895, born Sean Aloysius O'Farrena, the youngest of 13 children, the movie director, made over 120 films, most of them westerns. Worked with a glass of brandy in his hand, always smoking a cigar, had poor eyesight, started wearing an eye patch after he went blind in one eye. It's the birthday of the poet Galway Connell, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1927. Went to Princeton, where he was a roommate of W.S. Merwin, who gave him a book of poems by William Butler Yeats. Galway Connell, who said, "Maybe the best we can do is do what we love as best as we can." It's the birthday of S.J. Perlman, born in Brooklyn, New York, 1904. Started working as a cartoonist in college, then started writing humorous essays for many magazines, including The New Yorker. He was a friend of Groucho Marx, and Groucho persuaded him to come to Hollywood to write screenplays. He worked on the movies Monkey Business and Horse Feathers for the Marx Brothers, but hated Hollywood, which he called a dreary industrial town controlled by hoodlums of enormous wealth, the ethical sense of a pack of jackals, and a taste so degraded that it befouled everything it touched. He went back to writing essays for The New Yorker, one of which began, "I guess I'm just an old mad scientist at bottom. Give me an underground laboratory, half a dozen atom smashers, and a beautiful girl in a diaphanous veil waiting to be turned into a chimpanzee, and I care not who writes the nation's laws." It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Langston Hughes, born Joplin, Missouri, 1902, who was involved in the literary movement known as the Harlem Renaissance. Langston Hughes, who wrote, "It's such a bore being always poor." He made a list of what he called my people: dishwashers, elevator boys, ladies' maids, crapshooters, cooks, waiters, jazzers, nurses of babies, loaders of ships, rounders, number writers, comedians in vaudeville, and band men in circuses, dream singers all. It's the birthday of the novelist Reynolds Price, born Macon, North Carolina, 1933. Once described his birthplace as a town of 227 cotton and tobacco farmers nailed to the flat red land at the pit of the Great Depression. Always wanted to write, wasn't sure what to write about, until he met the author Eudora Welty, who encouraged him to write about the world he knew in the South. He said, "She revealed to me what is most essential for any beginning novelist, which is that his world, the world he has known from birth, the world that has not seemed to him in any way extraordinary, is in fact a perfectly possible world and a subject for serious fiction." Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, entitled "At the Unnational Monument Along the Canadian Border." This is the field where the battle did not happen, where the unknown soldier did not die. This is the field where grass joined hands, where no monument stands, and the only heroic thing is the sky. Birds fly here without any sound, unfolding their wings across the open. No people killed or were killed on this ground, hallowed by neglect and an air so tame that people celebrate it by forgetting its name. A poem by William Stafford, "At the Unnational Monument Along the Canadian Border," from The Way It Is, New and Selected Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.